We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. T-Mobile.com.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Thank you, Jim, from the bottom of my gloom and doom heart. What about Jim's 4th of July party horse? I wasn't even thinking of that. It was supposed to be tomorrow.
Yeah.
Do we have official word that it's canceled? I guess we do, huh?
Yeah, it's not happening.
I'm saddened by that. Couldn't we have done masks and social distancing?
Lord knows Jim would have a group of more than 25.
Well, sure, but I'm still thoroughly confused on that anyway.
His house is run like a casino, so.
That's true. I'll say this, and I know I'm known for hyperbole at times. I will say this. The colony party I went to, I think it was 2 years ago, was the finest presentation and maintaining of freshness and warmth in terms of food.
Yes.
Outdoor cookout that I've ever been to. Does that make sense to you, Horse?
It does, and I agree.
The selection and the trouble that they went to keep everything warm throughout the day for the latecomers was just a touch of class. It was a touch of royalty on the part of the Colony family, and it was all incredible. I overate, and the part I never told Horse, and this was no reflection on the food, is that on the way home I stopped like five times. I had more blowouts than the 08 Patriots on the way home. But it was unbelievable, Horse. I mean, it really was, and I'm saddened by that it won't happen this year. You?
Yes,
very sad.
Were you
even invited? You were invited, weren't you? Other years?
Well, nobody was invited this year, but in the past, yes.
All right. Well, let's go out to the Hall and Capitas fan hotline where we find our friend Ray Fittipaldo. Covers the Steelers for the Post-Gazette. Ray, were you ever invited? I mean, this could be awkward if your answer is no, but were you ever invited to Jim Colony's 4th of July party?
I don't think I have it. I'm wondering what I have to do, Joe. Can you put in a good word for me, maybe?
I could. Now, he acts very friendly with you on the air, and they talk about your, was it New Hampshire? Is that where you played college football?
Close enough. Holy Cross.
Same thing. Holy Cross. And, I mean, you've been around for a long time. I think you're well-regarded. I think Jim would probably consider you a friend. I'd be outraged if I had never been invited to his 4th of July party.
Well, maybe in 2021. We'll see if we have a vaccine.
Yes. Then we'll see if we can have gatherings of 25 or more people. Ray, let's talk Steelers. You played college football, as we just went over. So here's one thing I'm very curious about. Players have pushed back on these COVID helmets that we're talking about. And I don't know if you've seen these things, the design, but it's like Darth Vader helmet with new age material, and the players are worried about sight issues and about breathing issues. Do you think that their concerns are valid? Because I'll be honest, the first time I saw this helmet, I thought, wow, I mean, that's a great idea.
Yeah, Joe, I'll tell you just from my, you know, I last played football 20-25 years ago, but your sight is vital. I mean, you need to be able to see. You always have to have your head on a swivel. I remember I kept getting stingers in college, right? I mean, I, you know, get pinched nerves all the time just from the constant, you know, wear and tear on my neck. And the trainers wanted me to wear a neck roll. So I put on a neck roll in practice. And, you know, you saw them like in the 1980s, right? You know, a lot of the linebackers and linemen wore them. My range of motion was so poor that I didn't feel like I could see well enough. So I remember I went over to the trainer. He had to cut it off in the middle of practice just because it wasn't comfortable. So I understand where they're coming from with that. When you're used to something, you're used to playing a certain way, yeah, there's going to be pushback. But then again, if this is a safety issue and they're mandated, then they might have to wear them. But I definitely understand, you know, where those guys are coming from.
You wore the neck roll. That's the story there for me. Shane Conlon, one of the finest men who ever lived, wore a neck roll for the Buffalo Bills. Willie Lanier wore a neck roll. Gene Upshaw wore a neck roll. And I, in electric football, you remember that game, Ray? I had those little tiny figures on the electric field. I used to put masking tape on my offensive linemen for neck rolls. That's awesome.
I had I think I had the 1980 version, the Steelers and the Rams. So I didn't go to the trouble of putting neck rolls on them. But, I'm also an electric football aficionado, Joe.
I also sprinkled flour on the field for snow games and would turn off all the lights except for one spotlight. So we would have Monday night snow games in Buffalo, and the offensive linemen were all wrapped up and ready for the game. And then because, Ray, to try and run a play from scrimmage, it was like your running back was drunk. He would go 2 yards and then go straight to the sidelines. I turned the whole game, and this I feel like I was the forerunner to college football overtimes in some ways. I had the whole game as basically goal line stands from like the 8 yard line in. It was incredible.
Yeah, it was frustrating. And my buddy Jim Cromie, who I grew up with, will appreciate this. I hope he's listening. The better game was electric horse racing, because they actually had like bumper lanes where you couldn't go sideways and all you can do was go straight ahead. So we had much more fun with the electric horse racing. But of course, you know, football was king in Pittsburgh, so we had to play that too.
Well, that is awesome, by the way. Electric horse rating, racing. Ray Fittipaldo on the Hall and Capitas fan hotline. So let's go over some of these protocol issues, and you tell me what you – give me a quick opinion, if you would, on some of these. Team meetings could potentially be held in person, but only smaller ones. Most meetings will be conducted virtually. Does that make any sense if everybody's in the same building anyway?
Well, I mean, here's the deal. Once they cut down to 53, or I guess now the practice squads are supposed to be expanded, so, you know, it could be as many as 65 to 69 players. Once you get into those small groups, position-wise, I mean, what are you talking? At most, you're talking 10 or 12, so I could see how you could hold position group meetings. I don't think that would be an issue, but the big ones, like the Mike Tomlin team meeting that he would have every day to start the day, it would be done before our first open locker room. That might have to go away. The offensive and defensive meetings where you would potentially have, you know, 25 to 30 groups of players, and those might have to go away. But I think they can get over that. I think most of the instructing, most of the one-on-one teaching is done in those small position group meetings. So I don't view that as a big obstacle, but yeah, they are going to have to change their team meetings and you know, some of those other things that they've done in the past.
I was confused on testing in all sports, the timeliness of it, the frequency of it. I had Derek Shelton on the other day. We did, Ron and I, and I asked him, and he said in Major League Baseball it's going to be every other day, and the results are not for 24 to 48 hours. So the whole idea of having a bubble where everybody who comes to the stadium on a given day tests negative before they go in, that idea to me is out the window in football as well. Now, the proposal is to test players and team personnel every other day at camp, Ray, but player reps on this conference call yesterday said they would prefer daily testing. I understand why. How do you think that shakes out? But even daily testing, if it's not immediate results, how effective is that even?
Right, exactly. I mean, I thought I heard, you know, 2 months ago where we were on the fast track where you were going to be able to take a test and know, you know, if not within minutes, then within hours, whether you were positive. So that doesn't appear that, you know, it's going to happen when these professional sports leagues start up. So you're right. You know, if you're going to wait 24 to 48 hours and you have it and you practice in the meantime, then you are potentially, you know, infecting other players on the team. So there is still so much to be worked out, Joe. I mean, just within the past 24 hours, we've seen what's happened with Allegheny County, the number of, you know, stories that have been written about, you know, things stalling and then hopefully restarting. I mean, we're going to be going through this for the next 3 months potentially, you know, until these seasons get underway and, you know, and all that stuff. So I've given up on predicting what's going to happen. I know from the NFL's perspective, they've always, always, always have had this mindset that they're going to start the season on time. But, I mean, let's face it. I mean, the reality is the virus is going to dictate what happens, and they're going to have to be, you know, malleable with that, and they're going to be able to have to, you know, sort of, you know, be on their toes and just adjust. So that's the world we're living in 2020. It's not going to be perfect, but, you know, the NFL does have a plan, and we're going to see if it works here in a couple of weeks.
Thank you, Ray. I appreciate it.
Wait
Enjoy
a minute.
Your weekend.
What? Wait a minute.
We have something else. Hold on, Ray. Don't hang up.
I have breaking news.
What do you got?
I can independently confirm that Ray has been added to the 2021 Colony guest list.
There you go. There you go.
Ray, this has turned into a big day for you. Reaction.
It has. I'm ecstatic. I cannot wait until 2021, though.
What he didn't tell you is if we're limited to 25, you're the 26th person on the list.
I wouldn't doubt that.
Thank you, Ray.
All right, Joe. Appreciate it.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.